Okay. As you can see on the screen, if you're watching, we are going to be looking at Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. Now, you might be thinking, oh, well, he's going to go to Romans 16, 16, or maybe even go to 17 and 18. But really, what we're going to look at is the chapter as a whole. I'm not going to read through the whole chapter because that is a lot of names to get through. But what I want to look at is I want to consider the fact that lists of names like this exist. This is kind of a big deal. These names are names of people who made it in the scriptures, in the Word of God. Now, we don't know who all these people are, but we can get some idea of some of them and get kind of a hint of who some of them are. Now, of course, we can't go through a character study of everybody that's listed here, but we can take a gander at some of the things that are presented. Well, the first thing he talks about is Phoebe in chapter 16 and verses 1 and 2. Phoebe is a worker. She is a servant. She is a servant of the church in Cenchrea. She is someone who is a worker, someone who works hard for having a ministry, essentially. Now, this doesn't mean that she has some kind of authority in the church. It just means that she has something that is special to her that she is working on and that she is serving the church there. And so, that's something that we all can take a lesson from, an understanding that we all, regardless of who we are, can serve in the church in some form or fashion. We also see Priscilla and Aquila. Of course, these are people who are well known to many of us. If we study the book of Acts and some other passages, Acts chapter 18, Acts, and some other places, we see Priscilla and Aquila are great, are husband and wife, and they serve the Lord. They have taught the way of God more accurately to great preachers like Apollos. And they're just so wonderful. Again, this is speaking to the church in Rome. And so these are people in Rome, Phoebe, Priscilla, and Aquila. And of course, Priscilla and Aquila are from Rome, as we see in Romans chapter 18. And again, they risk their necks for people. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. They are willing to greet people in their house. They have a church that is meeting in their home. The church in Rome met in their home. Again, we see Epaphroditus, who is a first fruits of Achaia to Christ. He is among the first people to have been converted in Achaia. Again, Mary, who labored much for us. We don't know much about her. Mary is a fairly common name back then. In fact, many of these are fairly common names. Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and fellow prisoners, Amplius, Urbanus, Stachys, Apelles, Aristobulus, Herodion, Narcissus, Tryphena and Tryphosa, probably, in my understanding, my belief is that these were likely sisters, Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Much like Phoebe, they have they serve the Lord in some fashion, and that's a great thing. Persis, greet Rufus. Rufus is likely the same Rufus, at least some have conjectured anyway, that it's the same Rufus that's mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, the son of Simon of Cyrene. And so that's his sons, Alexander and Rufus, this being one of them. So this is, again, all these people together, the relationships that these people have, and the fact that Paul is calling these people out, and Paul is calling these people out in a good way. Greet these people. These people have worked hard with us. They have their ministries, their service, acts of service. They are faithful followers of the Lord. Greet them. Greet them. We see Asyncritus, Phlegon, Herm. We see verse 14, several people mentioned, along with 15, Philologus and Julia, Nereus, his sister, Olympus. And then he ends that section in verse 16. So we are talking about 16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ. greet you. You know, we often use Romans 16:16 as sort of a proof text for the name of the church, that the name of the church should honor the one who purchased the church, Acts 20 and 28, that it shouldn't honor anyone else but Jesus. And so we call ourselves the Church of Christ because they called themselves the Church of Christ, and we want to be that church that the Lord named us. When he used this phrase here, the Church of Christ greet you, greet one. But we often skip that first half of that verse, right? Greet one another with a holy kiss. It's kind of uncomfortable to think about that sort of thing, especially in the age of COVID. Who wants to go around kissing all sorts of people? But this is a method of greeting that they had. In fact, we see this in modern, especially European cultures today, where they will kiss one another on either side, maybe making contact, maybe not. But it's a form of greeting, greeting someone who is a friend who is close to you. And so, while we might not greet with a holy kiss in our culture, we greet with handshakes. And again, in the age of COVID, something we try to tamp down a little bit, but we have other ways of greeting one another. And this is something that emphasizes the fact that these people were beloved. Every one of these people that are mentioned here in the Church of Rome is somebody that they love, that they care for, somebody in the church in Rome that Paul remembers, that Paul cares about, and Paul wants to make mention of. And on top of all that, their names are immortalized in scripture. How amazing and how wonderful is that? And then he goes on for some warnings here in verses 17 and 18 that we often talk about. You know, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned and avoid them. Man, he loves and he cares about these people so much. He doesn't want them to be ripped apart, to be torn apart, to have divisions caused among them. He cares about these people that he has just named and said, greet these people. Don't let them fall to disputes. If there is someone who is causing a disruption, then take care of it. Take care of it. For those who are such do not serve the Lord our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. He wants that to continue. Their obedience has been known to all, and he wants that to continue for the people who are mentioned here. He wants it to continue. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Man, that's a big phrase right there in verse 19. I want you to be wise in what is good. Know the good things, but be simple when it comes to evil things. Don't be smart in evil things. Let other people be smart in those things. You be wise in what is righteous and what is good. Scholars typically believe that the book of Romans was written while Paul was in Corinth, and I think that's a fine understanding. And it makes perfect sense given the names of the people who are mentioned next, these people who are in Corinth. Timothy, someone that we know very well in scriptures. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason. Now, I'm not sure if this is the same Jason that we meet in Thessalonica, but he is someone who is mentioned here. Sosipater, another person who is mentioned, my countrymen, they greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you. Now, didn't we just say Paul wrote this? Yes, but this is the literally written by Tertius because Paul often used someone to write for him, almost like a secretary, and he would dictate. Paul would this man would take dictation. Gaius, verse 23, my host and the host of the whole church greets you. Man, that's another thing. If we turn to the next page, at least in my Bible, we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 14, I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius. Gaius, again, very common name back then, but very likely if he wrote this from Corinth, which again I think is accurate, he this Gaius is the same Gaius that he himself had baptized, that Paul had baptized. And so the house, he's hosting Paul. He is hospitable. He's a hospitable man, and he took Paul in and is allowing him to stay there. Not only that, but the church in Corinth meets in the household of Gaius. Another great thing to consider. Erastus, treasurer of the city, greets you, and Quartus, a brother. All these people are greeting them. And man, I just love how this passage plays out. So many people are mentioned in Romans chapter 16, and they all belong to the churches of Christ. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Don't let anything divide you. If there is anything that does divide you, take care of it. I love you. And I want you to be to heaven, to get to heaven, to be with the Lord one day. That's what Paul is telling these people. And you know what? That's what I'm telling you. If you are not a child of God, if you are not a Christian, in just a moment, we're going to see how you can be part of the churches of Christ, the churches that you can read about in the scripture. And we can tell you how to do that through the scriptures. The scriptures tell us how to do that. And we can show you what you can do to be saved. And I encourage you to please let us know if you want to do this so that we can help you in the best possible way. Then, if you are also, if you are already Christian, if you've already done that, and you need to make things right, perhaps you are one of those who is causing division. Perhaps you are someone that's described here in verse 17 or 18. I encourage you to repent. I encourage you to turn from that wicked way and follow Christ. Be at one with the church of Christ, and be righteous and be reconciled to God, which is what Harold read earlier. That's that spirit of reconciliation. That's a great passage, 2 Corinthians 5. I thank you for reading that. In fact, they were all great passages that were read today. This evening, we want you to be saved. We want you to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Instructions will be on the screen in just a moment so you can know how to contact us. If you want to respond to the invitation this evening, please do so, and get right with God as we sing this particular song.